sponsors of this program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
All right, welcome, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here in the studios at KFAR Radio down on Fifth Avenue, Fairbanks, and it is currently 6 above.
6 above. Good morning.
Hey, point your mic up a little bit, Cindy. I know it's pointed down where the...
Straight at the ground.
Hang on a second.
Oh.
Technical difficulties. There you go.
We fixed it. See, I don't need a man to fix the mic.
I don't understand it either. Like, this thing was wobbling around all over earlier and everything. I had to tighten down, like, every screw on here. Like, how is it such crap?
I think people come in and just loosen
them up. That's what you get for free. Here at KFAR 97.5, 660 AM. We'll get back on track here. Please call 458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255 if you have any questions or comments. And also remember, you can always live stream at KFARradio.com. Just click on that big orange ball that says listen live. Matt, are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, is it just us?
Sorry,
we got too much
blinded.
Sunlight coming in here. It's like a terrarium.
I want it to be warm. I don't want the sun to bleed into my screen.
Yeah, exactly. All right. But also, we have two apps that you can download and listen to the radio show live, too. So, hey, guess what? Wherever you are, you can always listen, as long as you have an internet connection or data. All right. So, let's start the show. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. All right. Some friendly reminders. Remember, the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program will be on April 9th. April 9th from 5:30 to 7. They're over at TVSA Range. I was talking to my, Mike Condis, the guy who runs that show.
Last night.
Oh, yeah, at a celebration of life for Nancy Junk.
Yes.
What a incredible lady.
Oh, she's beautiful.
So that's the wife of Gary Junk, who owned Arctic Gunworks, or still owns Arctic Guns and Works, I should say. And what a beautiful couple. They had been married just shy of 60 years. Yeah, and he's actually a wonderful person, and his wife was absolutely a phenomenal lady who had been dealing with some things throughout her entire life, and now she's home.
She's home and...
out of pain.
Out of pain.
That's the celebration of that whole thing anyway, so not to digress. But the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program is designed and was created so that particularly soldiers that came up from the lower 48 or anybody who was coming up from the lower 48 would learn how to hunt and fish and do outdoor activities in this great state and know the rules before they go out there. Also understanding that how the environment is totally different here versus how it might be in the lower 48 as well. So it's a great program. Look it up, Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program. They're doing great things for the outdoors world and sportsmen, for that matter. TVSA will be having their spring gun show on April 18th and 19th. Once again, tables are sold out. So if you were thinking about being a vendor, nada.
Tough.
Hey, but put your name on a reservation list. Call Amelia Dell and see if you can maybe get on. Maybe a standby in case somebody foot bails on them or something, but admission will be $5 per adult and $4 for active military.
I know there's going to be some people that miss that registration, and it's going to be like a San Diego swap meet. They're going to be in the parking lot, trunk open with a table, like, come over here first before you go in.
San Diego swap meet, that's actually funny. I digress just slightly here because she had sent me the new TVSA memberships. So the annual membership for an individual will be $125 per year. The annual family membership will be $250 per year. That'll include spouse and children under 18. The lifetime membership individual will be $1,250 per year. And then the annual membership for a junior is $35 per year and must be if you're under 18, must be accompanied by an adult member or as part of an approved program. So that'd be like they're probably the rifle teams and stuff
probably.
Like that. So. Perfect. News though, if you already have a life membership that you paid for in the past, even though they did this increase, they're going to honor all of the previous life memberships. So that was Wow. The first things I ask is Cindy and I have life memberships over there at TPSA. Mm-hmm.
Netflix, take notes. Stop raising your prices. Look at these companies, small companies that are able to honor what they gave their customers.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, we'll make sure we mention that all the time. And then also the TVSA has their public shooting hours over there every Thursday from 6 to 8. Cost is $5 per members and $20 for non-members. C4 Training Group will be hosting the Active Self-Protection Skills Summit here in June 20th and 21st. This exclusive immersive training event is designed to sharpen your defensive skills using ASP. That's Active Self-Protection. If you guys don't know who that is, that's John Correa. Has a big following on YouTube. Great gun guy.
He's got a few million. Not just a big. Yeah, yeah. If you're wondering like why we keep mentioning that, it's they're like the
millions.
Listeners. Yeah, it's millions of people.
They're legit.
Yeah.
He's legit, though, too. Yeah. He's not just like Instructor X or whatever.
Instructor X.
Instructor Zero.
Yeah, no kidding.
James Bond.
Right, hold on. Time for a commercial break. Consume my Celsius, my Canadian sports drink.
It's commie water.
Canadians oh, this is peach.
I don't know.
This is peach
are.
Vibe, though. I mean, it kind of helps cover the taste of the vodka. Anywho.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
As a joke, listeners.
As yeah. a joke.
It's
right.
a joke.
So anyways, there are going to be two instructors that are going to coming up for that class. That's Neil Widener and Chris Bean. You can Google them as well. Chris is actually pretty freaking cool. I like him because and Neil because they're using all of the evidence that they have seen out of probably 60,000 plus videos now. And they literally are taking all the lessons learned from those and inculcating them into the training, right? So like it
I'm
will
excited.
Definitely make you a better shooter. So
really quick, and if I could talk on that for 2 seconds, too. If you go on YouTube,
Time's
just
up.
Type in active... What was that? No, if you could go on YouTube and type in active self-protection, currently they have 3.5 million subscribers. So that's the state of California. And they have 4,100 videos of these reviews, these shootings, breakdowns of body cam, training days, all that sort of stuff. So if you're even curious as to what they're about... Go check them out. Go watch their stuff, and you will realize very quickly that they are, in fact, who they are, and they are very accredited across the nation. It's not just we're trying to say, hey, this is really cool. No, these people know exactly what they're talking about, and the fact that we can get them to come up to a place like Fairbanks is amazing. That's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and we're hosting them, so we don't make any money off of this
yep.
either. So
yeah.
I think that's something else that people need to understand. All right, so the ACHP, the Alaska Concealed Handgun Permit class, next class for C4 is going to be the 11th and 12th of April. Remember, we hold that over at Alaska Ammo. There's only 5 slots left for that class.
But
so
can I touch on that?
I'll sell out here before we know.
Please reach out to Chuck if you really want the class in April. We get a lot of cancellations or people are called into work to work overtime or things like that. So we do have some openings in the class. So even if it shows online that it's full, just send us an email.
Yeah,
or give
shoot
us
an email and put on the standby list or something like that. That's always a cool thing. We honor that. All right, so let's cover this week in firearms history before we have to go into our first break. And then when we come back, I'm going to do my awesome editorial. But nonetheless, who do you think would be in the news this week? Just a guess, Miss Cindy. I mean, we talked about him last week.
Moses Brown.
Remember? Moses Brownie.
John Moses Brownie.
That's a way better direction than what I was thinking.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he had 2 major landmark careers from March 24th to the March 30th. So that's this week in firearms history. Okay. His most prolific firearm inventor in American history, period, without a doubt. Like, so in March 24th, 1902, John Moses Browning. Or Moses Browning per Cindy.
I like his
licensed,
middle name.
Licensed the Auto 5 semi-automatic to to FNN, right? So that was Browning signed the licensing agreement with Fabrique Nationale in Belgium for his groundbreaking Auto 5 shotgun, the world's first commercially successful semi-automatic shotgun. Designed around 1898-1900 and patented earlier, the Auto 5 used a long recoil operating system where the bolt and barrel move backward together after firing, then return forward to chamber the next round. It was chambered in 12 gauge, 16, and 20 gauge, and featured a distinctive humpback receiver. I remember I almost tried to buy one of these things when I was a private at Fort Riley. You remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that stupid pawn shop wouldn't give me a loan for it because we didn't make enough money back then.
We were poor back then.
Yeah, I think we were only making like $400 a month as a private. Anywho.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then March 29th, 1911, the U.S. Army officially adopts the Colt Model 1911 pistol. After years of testing and competition, the U.S. Army formally adopted John Moses Browning's 45 ACP semi-automatic pistol as the model of 1911, the M1911.
Is it still out?
No, it's no longer a service pistol, but it is still out. And a lot of knockoffs. But the pistol used a short recoil tilting barrel locked breech system with a single action trigger and detachable 7-round magazine. It had already passed the brutal 6,000-round endurance test at Springfield Armory on March 1911 with zero malfunctions, unlike its rival, the Savage Model 1907. The M1911, there we go, replaced the 38-caliber revolvers then in service and became the standard U.S. military sidearm for over 70 years. Like, I came in the service, and that's what we were issued at Fort Riley. And then, I'm going to say circa 85, 86, I think we transitioned over to the Beretta 92, so... But the 1911 saw combat in every major American conflict from World War I through Gulf War and remains in limited use today. The design's reliability, stopping power, and simplicity set the template for nearly every modern combat pistol. And there is truth to that. Not to be surpassed. It is God's caliber. We got to go into our first break. And yeah, we'll watch the temperature here because it's slowly warming up. Next week, we're supposed to be in the 40s. Next Saturday, I think.
Oh,
perfect
my goodness.
For cross-country skiing.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Cardio. Yep. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner in the great city of Fairbanks, Alaska, 97.5, 660 AM. We'll be right back.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work. The store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too, family owned and operated, keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
While your RV enjoys some well-deserved downtime this winter, treat your traveling buddy to some TLC at Price RV. You'll be road ready for spring RVing. Use your off-season wisely. Let Price RV inspect your appliances, repair cracked water lines and roof leaks. Price RV's advanced diagnostics quickly identifies any problems, prevent annoying drips, rattles, and hums before they become expensive problems. Be road ready this spring. Visit Price RV on Marble Court in North Pole.
Be it work or play, your truck bed will take a beating. You need to protect your investment with an Arctic Spray-On Bedliner from Auto Trim Design. This Arctic Spray-On Bedliner was developed as a commercial coating for use on the Alaska Pipeline, which is constantly exposed to our extreme Arctic conditions. Why should you settle for anything sub-quality? Get your Arctic Spray-On Bedliner today at Auto Trim Design. And as Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
KFAR weather.
Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 24. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 10 below. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 24. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner at the KFAR studios here in Fairbanks, Alaska. It is still cold, but it's sunny. And that's the weird thing about it. Like, it is deceiving.
Yep.
You know, you're driving down the Johansson, the sun's blaring through there. You're like, oh, man, this is nice. Like, we're almost done. We're almost at the lights at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. And then you get out of the car and it like smacks you in the face.
Yeah, when I was leaving your house yesterday,
smacks
I was like, wow,
you in the sack. It's cold.
It's cold.
No, I was leaving your house and I was like, man, it's so nice outside. I rolled my windows down, got hit with that wind immediately. I was like, nope, never mind. Rolled them right back up.
It messes with your mind. It
really,
it?
This is a mental fortitude test.
Hold on, that jalapeno you drive?
Yeah.
How do you roll the windows down? Those are manual though, aren't they?
No, it's actually thoughts and prayers. Sometimes it goes down and sometimes it does not. But luckily it worked for all the 3 seconds I had it yesterday.
Yeah, it didn't freeze in the down position.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a SIG? You pray that it doesn't go off.
Well, no, in this case, they just don't work, period.
Yeah, which is what we want sometimes.
Right. So anyways, remember, you can always listen to live to our show at KFARradio.com. And then also, guess what? There's archives. So if you missed the first part of the show or any show in the past, remember, you can always go to KFARradio.com, click on that big old box that says Shooter's Corner with Chuck Enderreden, scroll down past the bio, and you will find all of the archives. They're pretty good now about getting the show up within a day or so. So last week's show with Amelia and David Dwyer is on there, and then all the other previous shows. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool. You can go back and listen to us. My beautiful voice. All right, editorial. The hypocrisy of firearm regulation and voting standards. Yeah, this is like, this one kind of hit me. I was like watching some mass media or whatever, you know, mainstream news, which I normally try not to watch too much anymore. Like, I got to tell you, that's probably like one of the most depressing things in the world.
It is, but YouTube's getting that way too.
Well, of course, because of the algorithm. But yeah. Here's kind of the deal, though. I think you should watch the left side news, the right side news, and then watch international news. If you want the reality of things, watch like Sky News Network or something like that. That, like, because they have no left-right limits as far as Democrat or Republican agenda that's trying to be pushed or whatever political agenda is trying to be pushed. And so international news kind of gives you the once over the world probably without that skewing.
I do that, but then at the same time, just recently with the attacks on Iran, I was looking at international news coverage. I always look first on Al Jazeera because usually they're pretty centralist, if not just unbiased.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, really weird. And they were reporting that we had lost 1,800 service members and the attacks were being hidden from us and all this stuff. And I started looking around and I found a few different networks that were kind of echoing the same thing. And then within a day, that all was just gone, erased. And you can't, I could find some videos still, but they were pushing out, oh, Iran saying they're killing 1,800 service members over a night. And it's like, that didn't happen whatsoever.
No. And that's the thing, though. You got to be careful about the echo chambers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the information that's being put out there. But so that kind of goes in line with this, though. But okay. Go ahead, babe.
I said that goes along with the AI on YouTube as being able to differentiate the difference between the two.
Right. Yeah. Everything can be generated nowadays. It's amazing. So the hypocrisy of firearm regulation and voting standards, a historical perspective from me and Shooter's Corner. Until 1968, anyone in America could lawfully purchase a firearm through the mail with no identification required. I remember this, like Montgomery Ward magazines, Sears catalogs, everything else had guns in there. Like, you remember getting the Christmas catalog and then, I don't know, Cindy remembers this, Matt doesn't. He's like our son, but anywho. Yep. You remember getting that, and then you had to go through there and then circle what you wanted for Christmas?
Well,
did you guys do that?
Too. Yeah, Chris would sit with the Sears catalog and Christmas catalog.
I did the same thing with Toys R Us before they shut down.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know there were Toys R Us around when you were around.
Let's shut down like 4 years ago. All right, let's pump the brakes.
Yeah, we got to stop going down rabbit holes.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. On to the editorial.
Okay, so until 1968, anyone in America could lawfully purchase a firearm through the mail with no identification required. Catalogs and newspaper advertisements openly offered revolvers, rifles, scopes, and ammunition for direct shipment to your doorstep. Cash on delivery or prepaid, no questions asked. That freedom was the norm for exercising the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. No federal paperwork, no background check, no in-person visit to a dealer, and certainly no government-issued photo ID demanded at the point of sale. Then politicians changed the rules. Citing concerns over fraud and theft, Congress passed the Gun Control Act of 1968, effectively ending unrestricted mail order firearm sales. The new regime required purchases to go through licensed dealers, with buyers forced to appear in person, show identification, and have their transactions recorded permanently in a federal database. The message was clear. The right to arms was too important and too dangerous to be exercised without government oversight and proof of identity. And I'm going to back off of this for a second. But therein lies the problem. Government got involved.
Yep.
Right? I'm from the government. I'm here to help. No, you're not.
Wrong.
You're here to violate something. That didn't come out right. Anyways, proponents insisted these controls were essential for public safety. In reality, they represented a deliberate expansion of federal power over constitutionally protected right that had never before required such barriers. Fast forward to today and examine the stark double standard now applied to another fundamental American right, the right to vote. In jurisdiction after jurisdiction, the same political forces that demanded ID to buy a revolver are aggressively pushing mail-in and absentee voting with no ID required. Ballots arrive in the mail, are filled out at home, and are returned with nothing more than a signature, often verified by the most cursory matching process, if it is checked at all. When critics point out the obvious risk of fraud, the response is that requiring ID would suppress turnout and place an undue burden on voters. Let that contradiction sink in. The Second Amendment, explicitly enshrined in the Bill of Rights, once operated without any identification mandate. The government decided it needed more control, so it imposed strict ID and in-person requirements. Voting, protected by the First Amendment and the 15th, 19th, 24th, and 26th Amendments, now operates in many places with zero identification safeguards, precisely the opposite direction. The same officials who argued that preventing fraud and theft justified clamping down on mail-order guns now insist that identical concerns about election integrity are overblown or even illegitimate when applied to ballots. The selective application of standards is not about consistent principles of fairness or safety. It is about power. When the government wants to restrict the exercise of one right, it suddenly discovers an urgent need for identification and verification. When it wants to expand another right in ways that favor its own political interests, it declares that any verification is an unacceptable barrier. The Second Amendment did not require ID for generations because the founders trusted in armed citizenry more than they feared it. Only when politicians sought greater control did the rules change. Voting is now being steered in the opposite direction for the same underlying reason. Control, specifically control over who participates and how the outcomes are shaped. Supporters of the Second Amendment understand that responsible regulation can coexist with liberty, but only when that regulation is applied evenly and honestly. The current disparity cannot be reconciled with constitutional fidelity or simple logic. If identification is necessary to protect against fraud in firearm transactions, it is no less necessary to protect against fraud in elections. Anything else is a transparent double standard designed to disarm law-abiding citizens while simultaneously weakening the safeguards that keep elections secure. Shooter Corner calls on readers, legislators, and citizens to demand consistency. The right to keep and bear arms was stripped of its original meaning because politicians wanted more control. We must not allow the right to vote to be similarly manipulated for the same purpose. True support for the Second Amendment and for the Republic itself requires rejecting these selective standards and insisting that government apply the same verification rules to every fundamental right it claims to protect.
Hmm. You know what's funny about this whole ID thing? Like, just listening to this.
Funny ha-ha or funny that sucks?
A little bit of both. I think it sucks that it gets to a certain point where it's, I want this because it's helping us versus I want it because it's screwing you. But then I think of the other side of it too, is the people that are screaming, no, we don't need IDs to vote. No, we don't. We shouldn't have to be ID'd. It's an infringement. And then you look at, I want to say it was Arizona or Washington, wherever there was a protest for the, I don't know, one of the million immigration issues that's in people's minds. They didn't want Border Patrol or ICE coming into their town, so they set up checkpoints around their town, and then they would check your ID as you came in to make sure that you weren't an ICE agent or a federal agent. The same people that are screaming no IDs wanted to check your ID to make sure that you were the right person coming into the right place.
And effectively created a border.
Yep. Imagine that, folks. Imagine
the
that.
Hypocrisy. I need to see your ID to make sure you're not ICE. Oh, and here's a checkpoint, which is effectively a border, which I don't want borders.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. You stop doing the right thing to a certain extent to ensure the privilege and protection of the people that are doing the right thing, and you end up with a country like Britain, which English isn't their first major language anymore. You look at all these other places in Europe that are falling because their legislations and all their political adversaries have pushed essentially political vomit down people's throats, made it mandatory, and then you're a bigot if you disagree with anything.
Well, that's the counterattack to everything anyway.
Yeah.
If you're nodding, yeah. The problem with it is all of the countries are becoming inclusive,
yep,
which has required them to lose their identity.
Yeah.
And that's what I fear we're starting to do in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, having said that, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this mandatory break of local and national news and more fake weather.
Your
with
fake
Chuck,
weather.
Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
You can now find the legendary KFAR on the FM dial at 97.5.
News. I'm John Saucier. The Trump administration says it's still negotiating with Iran to end the fighting in the Middle East. The president has not decided if he'll extend a pause on targeting energy infrastructure.
Mr. Witkoff and JD and Jared will tell me whether or not they think it's going along, and if it's not going along, maybe not.
Iran cutting off most ship traffic in the Strait of Hormuz after U.S. and Israeli strike causing oil prices to spike. You heard him say, Mr. Witkoff there, that is Special Envoy of the Middle East, Steve Witkoff. He says there are strong signs Iran wants a deal.
Iran is looking for an off-ramp following your powerful threat on Saturday. Your indications that you are willing to listen to peace proposals have been well received.
Iran's government continues to deny those claims, though. The country's turned down a 15-point U.S. proposal for peace, issued their own demands. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports rising geopolitical tensions in the Middle East are raising global demand for Alaska's long-proposed liquefied natural gas project, according to a key project leader who briefed state lawmakers this week. Adam Prestige, president of Glenfarne Alaska LNG, told the House Resources Committee that recent events involving Iran have rapidly accelerated discussions with potential international buyers, particularly in Asia. The impacts of the events in Iran have been a real acceleration and intensification of our LNG sales discussions, Prestige said. All the counterparties that signed preliminary agreements are very anxious to advance. Prestige said Glenfarne is now engaged in active pricing negotiations with multiple prospective customers, many of whom are pushing to move from preliminary agreements to binding contracts. The company sales team, he added, has been extremely busy managing simultaneous negotiations as interest surges.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too, family owned and operated, keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
While your RV enjoys some well-deserved downtime this winter, treat your traveling buddy to some TLC at Price RV. You'll be road ready for spring RVing. Use your off-season wisely. Let Price RV inspect your appliances, repair cracked water lines and roof leaks. Price RV's advanced diagnostics quickly identifies any problems, prevent annoying drips, rattles, and hums before they become expensive problems. Be road ready this spring. Visit Price RV on Marble Court in North Pole.
It's remote start season at Auto Trim Design. With our variety of CompuStar remote starts available, we are sure to have an option to fit everyone's needs. Enjoy many features like smartphone control with drone mobile, two-way rechargeable remotes, proximity unlock, additional security alarm, and so much more. With over 30 years of experience, Auto Trim Design takes pride in being CompuStar's only pro dealer in the interior. Contact us today to set up your appointment to have your remote start professionally installed. Stay warm with Auto Trim Design this winter.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at the studios in Fairbanks, Alaska for Shooter's Corner. Yeah, we just finished up our editorial, kind of like down a couple of rabbit holes on that one, but talked about the Second Amendment and voter ID. So if you missed it, go listen to the archive later because it was another phenomenal job by Chuck. Cool, moving on.
All right, Chuck.
Hey, so we did ACHP classes last weekend, and we had a couple questions from some students. And I know one of them was about the red dot. And this gentleman had a dot, and it was not one of – what was it? It wasn't a vortex. Mm-hmm. It was like another brand, off-brand. I won't say the brand. But it was, let's say it was just one of the least expensive ones,
yep,
versions, right? And what ended up happening is somehow it got like a little tiny crack in the glass, right? And then he walked outside and it like cracked all the way down, right? And he's like, hey, is that like normal? And I'm like, no, I've never seen that. I've never had that happen with any of my Trigicons, any of the Hollow Suns or anything like that. But then I was kind of thinking, like, how is that any different than getting a rock in your windshield?
Yep.
And then driving it in the cold, you know, and transitioning back and forth. Like, if you turn on the defroster, all of a sudden you just watch it, like, and it goes right across your windshield. And I was like, that's probably what ended up happening with this thing.
Because it was the inside where it was warm, and then he walked out where it was cold. Just like in Arizona on the rental car. The windshield just, boom.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, dear.
Yes.
Yeah. Boom.
And that's what it did. The rock hit the windshield, and it was pretty warm when we were down there.
But anywho. I had never seen that. Yeah. Let me go off that little story just for a second, because I had never been in Arizona and picked up a rock off of I-10.
No.
That was a freaking huge rock. That thing, I thought we got shot at. Like, that's how big of a hole it put in the windshield.
It was huge.
Like, it went through layers of laminate.
Have you guys been down there with desert hail?
No.
Oh, that's rough. That is rough.
What?
Yeah, when it actually gets cold enough to where it can start hailing, especially in El Paso. Major roof damage, bunch of car. A few
Texas.
Of my soldiers had their windshields blown out because the
but
hail would
Texas.
Hit. But that's El Paso's
we get the haboobs.
Yeah. But I think that's still like that sucks. Got rough on. Okay, welcome to Rabbit Hole Corner.
Rabbit Hole Corner.
Charles, Cindy, and Matt.
So, anyways, back to the dot, please. But did it affect his ability to still pick up on the dot? No, it was on the side, right? So the dot was still being projected up onto the glass because it was an exposed emitter, right? So there was no issues there. But then I was thinking to myself, because he was like, well, what happens if I lost my dot? And I was like, that's why you go to red dot transition training, right? Mm-hmm. Because then you will learn at least at a minimum three alternative aiming techniques, right? Like either using the back plate, right? Or maybe using, you know, the guillotine method, which is easier, you know, with like a Trigicon with the bat wings. Or you use the side of the frame, right? You just rotate the gun a little bit and use the side of the frame to line up. And that works for, like, you know, normal engagement distances. I would say 7 yards max, right? 10 yards if you're good. But nonetheless, or infinitely if you've got tracer rounds. But anyways. But I was like, interesting question. But then also, again, that's why, like, I just don't necessarily go cheap.
But I can...
Because you can take that same sight... real quick, Matt. But you can take a good quality sight, good mounting system, and then run that sight and use it as a lever on almost anything to be able to cycle that gun, too. And then the cheaper you go, obviously, you're not going to be able to do that. You're going to rip the freaking screws out. You're going to damage the frame. It's going to break the glass. It's going to shatter.
Did somebody refer it?
No, I mean, I get it. Some people might spend, you know, $500-$600 on a gun, and then they mount... Yeah. Like a less sight on there, you know, and I get it. Our budgets are all managed different and stuff like that. People have different sources of income and everything. So I'm not making a disparaging comment about that. I'm just saying that there's a direct correlation to going cheap on some things and then having a failure point at it.
Buy once, cry once.
Yeah.
Like your holster.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is a pet peeve of yours.
It is kind of like, going and buying a really good quality gun and then buying an Uncle Mike's nylon holster, right? I mean, we all know that God gave us cows to make holsters and to eat them. He made us smart enough to develop Kydex, and nylon is for pantyhose, not for carrying your gun.
Correct.
Okay.
But if I can back on the optic thing really quick, though, I had an RMR I bought it brand new. This was 2017,
2018.
That's a Trigicon. Yeah, Trigicon RMR. Out there. It's their, that was their like flagship pistol sight.
Open emitter.
Open emitter. Like it's bomb proof. It's still being issued. And it was, it couldn't have been a year old at that point. And I went to reholster my pistol. I can't remember what exactly happened, but I dropped the pistol and it landed on the housing on the top of it and it shattered the entire emitter or the entire glass.
Which is odd for an RMR.
Which it is, but then I start, when I think about, you know, how much you need to spend on things to really like not have to worry about that, I think a really good example, there's these groups on either Reddit, Facebook, whatever. The biggest ones that I'll look into is these mid-tier groups on Facebook where it's not buying like the cheapest $20 flip-up red dot from Amazon, but right. It's people that are saying like, no, don't buy this, like spend your money here. This is what's going to help you out, so on and so forth. And there's people on there that have problems with everything. But at the same time, it's either a self-induced problem, it's their optic was so old or whatever their piece of equipment was, just it hit its failing point. But the one big thing that is, it's a great distinction between paying a good amount of money and getting what it's worth versus paying a little and then just buying it over and over and over again, is 90% of the time these manufacturers will replace the optic entirely, or they'll fix the issue or whatever the case is. And again, it's not, there's not a ton of issues with it, but it's when it does happen, you're relying on a warranty that may not even exist. I bought an EOTech secondhand years ago, broke the rear glass because it rattled around in my bag. Sent it off to EOTech, asked how much it would be to replace it, and they sent me back brand new glass. I didn't pay a single thing, and it was right. Just a secondhand purchase. So it matters that you spend the money, but if you can't afford it, buying the correct thing that's more budget-friendly is very worthwhile.
Let me go back to what you had said before about dropping an RMR. So just so people know, that stands for the Ruggedized Miniature Red Dot, right?
Yep.
So that Trigicon makes. The unique design of that was patented for the longest time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the patent had expired. They're normally only good for like 20 years or something like that. But what it did is it had like a curved top. So it had what we call bat wings.
Yeah.
So if you kind of like look at Batman's head, it had two points on the edge, which gave it its structural integrity, right? And a lot of designers tried to copy that and obviously got sued or whatever. Yeah. But nonetheless, it really, that's what really gave that sight its strength. So for you to say that, like, land on, I remember Aaron Cowan, you know, he did a drop test on every dot that he'd ever done anyways. Yep. And it was interesting that that was one of the sights that passed, like, every, because he did, like, a drop test on concrete, like, every 500 rounds.
Yeah.
That sight and the Hollowstone 509T, I think probably even got up to, like, 45, 50,000 rounds before, you know, I don't even think the Hollowstone 509 even failed. Like before the glass or the dot failed or whatever the case may be. So,
but and that's the thing too. Like when it broke, my first thought wasn't, I hate Trigicon, this was stupid, I'm never buying this again. It was, I can't believe that just happened. And then sending it off to them and they were like, okay, what the heck? Yeah, sure, we'll replace it. Like it, I didn't go out there and slander them because I didn't reholster it correctly and it just so happened that the one piece that I didn't think would ever break did. It's a one in a million thing. It's not going to happen to
everyone. No, Matt. It's not a one in a million thing. It's an infantry thing.
That is also very true. I didn't eat my crayons that morning.
No. You're not a Marine. And just for the record, Marines don't call them like purple and stuff. They call them by flavors.
Yeah, grape.
Yeah, they call them grape and orange and mango. Anywho, the thing is you give an infantryman anything, we're gonna find a way to break it.
Yeah,
I gotta tell this story. It's kind of like, it's not even shooter related, but it is failure related, right? So I remember when I was in Fort Riley, Kansas, and we did SINGARS testing back when the Army was just thinking about going away from the Prick 77 and the big radios and
Morse code
and whatever flag systems. But we are going to go over to frequency hopping radio systems, right? And so Raycal Jaguar V came out of Britain, you know, whole bunch of other different radio systems. And anyways, they gave us this stuff, and we went to different locations all around post and did like radio checks so they could get the ranges, find out if they worked. And then we also had all the equipment testing and stuff. I'll tell you, man, you take a bunch of infantry guys and you throw them in a Jeep, because yes, we were in an M151 Jeep then. And anyways, we're driving down the road, and I was like, let's see what this hand light can do, right? And as we drove past this sign, I remember chucking it out while it was still attached to the radio, and it bounced off the sign, went back behind the Jeep, and then the cord came back without the handset.
It's good trial and error.
Well, that's a fail. And that's what we put on our paper. I remember going back, and the brick guy, right? We like turned all the equipment in at the end. And he was like, oh, what happened to this? And I was like, well, it didn't pass the road sign test. And he looked at me like I had a projectile growing out of my forehead. Like a unicorn.
But I mean, it works. What a better way to test it than that? Like, you're there, you know, it'd be one thing if it was just brand new issue. That's what you got. But
well,
to
I
test
remember
it,
my
like,
sergeant at the time, I think it was like a corporal or something then. And he was like, what did you do? And I was like, oh, just kind of thought like if we fell out of a vehicle, we'd find out what would happen to it. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Rollovers. Like, yeah.
What they get for bringing that stuff here?
That's smart. You were ahead of the curve.
I mean, if you wanted this to pass and, I don't know, give it to a het driver or something. But all right, we got to go into our last break. Great conversations here today at Shooter's Corner. So a lot of.
I've got one for the ladies when we
perfect.
Come back.
When we come back from the break, we'll hear from Cindy. So yeah. Stay tuned here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt at Shooter's Corner, KFAR 97.5, 660 AM. We'll be right back.
Enter Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. You could win a $50 gift card by uploading your favorite ice fishing photo to their Facebook page. Prizes are awarded every Tuesday, March 10th till April 14th. Rods to tackle, augers to the right winter clothes. Frontier Outfitters has what you need. You love to fish? A little bit of ice won't stand in your way. Upload your photos to their Facebook page now. Enter Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
While your RV enjoys some well-deserved downtime this winter, treat your traveling buddy to some TLC at Price RV. You'll be road ready for spring RVing. Use your off-season wisely. Let Price RV inspect your appliances, repair cracked water lines and roof leaks. Price RV's advanced diagnostics quickly identifies any problems. Prevent annoying drips, rattles, and hums before they become expensive problems. Be road ready this spring. Visit Price RV on Marble Court in North Pole.
Auto Trim Designs Tint and Paint Protection Film Department is now open. The professional installers are ready to keep your vehicles looking sharp and protected all year long. Auto Trim Designs self-healing PPF shields your paint from scratches and wear, helping your car stay flawless for years. And with their window films, it adds a stylish deep black color to your vehicle windows. It also provides protection from harmful UV rays, reduces glare, and increases privacy. From exterior protection to interior comfort, Auto Trim Design has you covered. Stop by today.
KFAR weather.
Highs around 24 today under clear skies. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 10 below. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 24. Partly cloudy skies and dry. Saturday and Sunday, mid-20s. Saturday, upper 20s by Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner, KFAR, 97.5, 660 AM. And previously, let's see, in the first half, we talked about this week in history with John Moses Browning.
Ezekiel Moses Browning.
I was doing my Bible study this morning. Moses.
That's even funnier.
Moses.
Yes, because the 1911 was in the Bible.
Yep.
Jesus said, sell your coat, go buy a sword.
No, you usually say maybe 1911. Jesus.
Yep. It was a 1911.
He
knew. He knows all.
He knew everything. Anywho. And then we talked about the editorial voter IDs and the Second Amendment.
And the hypocrisy.
And the hypocrisy of that. And then we talked about red dots and a mishmash of things. And now Cindy's going to talk.
I am going to talk. We had quite a few ladies in our class, which I'm excited to see when we get lots of women in our Alaska Concealed Handgun Permit class. But a lot of them asked about what type of holsters do you need when you're wearing leggings or shorts or when we're outside. And a couple of the ladies came up. Dina Adams, is that right? Yeah, it's D-E-N-E-A Adams.com. Her website, she comes out with some leggings. She comes out with undergarments, holsters that you can wear under your shorts, under your skirts. If you ever get the chance, pull up her YouTube and look at all the different ways that you can carry your knives and, ladies, your handguns. And we are coming into summer, and so this would be a really good time for some nice summer wear and purchases. So,
I'm not going to disagree with you, Cindy. What was her name, though? Because she does a lot of...
It's Deanne Adams. But also 5'11 has leggings, too. But I'm looking at a pair of her leggings here, and I am going to actually probably purchase a pair. And I didn't think her price was bad, $109. That's what you pay for at Lululemon's, or even more.
Yeah, Anna Taylor is the lady that we had mentioned. So she's the CEO of Dean Adams. Dean Adams is actually named after her grandfather.
Yes.
I remember this now because we met her, what was it, like 2017 down at the NRA 16. Annual meeting? Or was it 16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, she's out of Kansas and stuff like that. But what she's also an RN or a nurse or something like that.
She had four children, divorced.
And she was carrying... she was working in like a hospital that was kind of iffy in the territory, you know, like that side of the city kind of thing. She wanted to find a technique or a method in which she could carry firearms that would be absolutely concealed.
Mm-hmm.
So she would make stuff like corsets and garter carry holsters and those kind of things. She has absolutely awesome videos that are on her YouTube and stuff like that, or on Instagram, where she's carrying a lot of ammo and stuff like that. I got to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think there's anything sexier than a woman being able to carry a gun on her thigh while wearing a really sexy sundress. Like, I don't know, it just does something for me. So
reminds me of Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Angelina Jolie. She pulls that little Walter PPK out of her garter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Eight years old, I knew what I wanted.
The garter?
Yeah, we can go with that. I wanted the Walter.
Matt wanted a garter.
I was actually
holster.
More interested in guns than women at that time. No,
fair enough.
Well, the leggings carry a subcompact pistol or smaller.
Yeah.
And then I actually have one of the girdles. It's so comfortable.
You do. I've tried to demo that in gun classes. I might be able to get into it now. I've lost a lot of weight. I'm not down to like 184, so maybe I might be able to fit
you in some nylon.
I think it might fit you a little bit, but no, that's mine.
But, you know, the other option, too, is the Enigma, the Filster, right?
Yeah.
I know, David, go ahead. I mean, Matt, talk about that real quick, because we had mentioned that in class, too.
Yeah, so this is one that I've recommended to people in the past, and I'll continue to recommend, because I think it's one of the best options for a deep conceal. So the Filster Enigma, I'll spell it out for everyone, too. Filster is P-H-L. S-T-E-R, and then Enigma, E-N-I-G-M-A. What that is it's a 24/7 conceal. Doesn't matter what clothes you're wearing. You can always have your pistol on you. You don't have to buy certain pants. You don't have to buy a waistband. You don't have to do any of that. I'm looking at this now. I'm looking at the Filster Enigma 2.0, which looks like a small tweak in their design. But what it is it's a carbon plate that your holster attaches to on the inside. They have their Filster holsters. You can buy the whole set, whatever, or you can add your own. And it's got this thicker, non-abrasive tightening band that goes around your waist, and then it has a nylon strap that comes down and goes around either your right or left leg. But why that's important is you can wear it with gym shorts. You can wear it with leggings, dresses. I mean, anything. If you don't have belt loops, you don't want to maybe appendix carry, or you don't want to have to tailor what you're wearing to be able to carry, then it is the perfect thing to get. And I want to say it's like $120 or $130, but most people I know that are very big gym advocates and all this stuff that like to carry, especially women, mainly because it was more marketed towards them, but men picked it up as well for their shorts. They started wearing that because they don't have to change anything. They also don't have to worry about retention issues. They don't have to worry about nylon or spandex going out because it's in a Kydex holster wrapped around you. So you don't have to worry about it not doing what it needs to do at all.
I would submit one thing, though. So
we're just looking at her website right now. She's got some beautiful spring-colored shorts for carrying.
Yeah, they look like Easter eggs. DENEAdams.com. So that's how she spells it, DENEAdams.com. Anyways, yeah, she does have some nice spring stuff on there. Spend $150, get free shipping. U.S. customers only.
And
I don't know if that includes...
her garments are very comfortable. Very comfortable.
I can't attest that they are, but they do look comfortable. She does have what we call inserts as well, like Kydex inserts. So, and that's why I was going to go with the Filster too. So be very careful about concealed carry. I bring this up in class all the time because you can find holsters out there. Like I had a... it wasn't a Bianchi. It was a Galco. And literally over a period of time, it broke down to where you could not reholster the gun single-handed, right? Like you almost had to pry the holster open to be able to get in the gun back in there. It collapses. So make sure you pay attention to that in particular because you can always have the advantage of being able to get the gun out, but how are you going to be able to restore the gun if you need to? Like put it back away so that it's in a safe place. Or if, you know, you have that. If you don't have the ability to re-pocket it or restore it, then or reholster it, then have a plan of what you're going to do with it, obviously. Yeah. Because and then understand a lot of these are deep conceal. So that's going to change your training.
Yep.
Because now you're going to have to be able to focus the amount of time it's going to take to get your gun out of said holster. It's like we watch a video on in our classes, our ACHP class with Dan Insanto, where he does a knife attack. So it's like how close is too close kind of thing. And it talks about the Tooler drill. And up here in Alaska, when you have multiple layers of Carhartts, and let's say you're doing an inside-the-waistband holster, like, okay, so hypothetically, you used to be able to have like a 1.5 draw time. Now is it a 3-second draw time because you're working through multiple layers of clothing. At least with the Dean Adams stuff and the Filster and Amygna.
Amygna Oblongata.
Yeah, right. Stop drinking Canadian sports drinks, Chuck. the biggest issue with those is the fact that you're going to have slower draw times.
Yeah.
And people will carry it. But here's the key. And here's where I was going with this before I derailed my own caboose. At least you have it with you.
Yeah.
Right. It's not sitting at home because it's inconvenient because you don't have the proper holster.
Yep.
And I would say that that's probably the biggest issue, period, is people will buy a gun. They'll take their gun to the range in a holster. They'll train with it, and then it stays home. Because there's several things. And, Matt, you can back me up on this based off of what we've all seen. They're not confident with the gun yet because they haven't done enough training. So they don't know how to properly operate it. They don't know the rules of the road, meaning they don't understand the laws or when force may be used. And understand, you're going 0 to 60 with use of force when you draw a gun.
Yeah.
All right. And a lot of people don't carry any type of intermediate, if you will, use of force.
Yeah.
If you look at like law enforcement, they have, you know, obviously officer presence and then obviously maybe some type of OC, oleoresin capsaicin or pepper spray. They have taser and then they have firearms. So they literally have what we call a use of force continuum. If you will, for most armed citizens, they are literally 0 to 60. Their only use of force continuum is empty hand, gun.
Yeah.
They don't have anything in between. And that's why I'm kind of a huge proponent for like maybe you know, like a palm pepper spray or something like that, right? Have some type of alternate to just going from nothing to firearm.
Strobing flashlight.
Yeah, or at least at a minimum, a flashlight, right? I mean, you can use it as a striking device if you needed to, but, you know, a lot of people will just go and get a gun and then no other training.
Yeah, so. And they'll just kind of sit there and be completely unconfident, and then they don't want to use it, even if their life's depending on it.
So having said that, make sure you pay attention to what we have going on here because we have our upcoming ACHP classes are in April 11th and 12th. And that's our basic pistol class too. And you're going to learn the rules of the road. We're going to demonstrate to you what the different carrying techniques are. So, yeah. Well, we got to go. It's been a great show. So, see us next Thursday here at Shooter's Corner with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt. And we'll have another great and interesting topic for everybody out there. Drive safe and stay warm still. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for listening to Shooter's
Your Corner. Voice, your station. This is KFAR Radio, Fairbanks, the heartbeat of Alaska.
A last and final offer on Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Senate Majority Leader says that's what Republicans have given to Democrats, aiming to end a more than month-long Homeland Security shutdown that's left TSA agents unpaid.